Well, the Jaguars have arrived in the Pacific Northwest, landing at SeaTac Airport, and we've made our way downtown where the Jaguars will spend the night. Day 9 on the West Coast now. Day 9. In your estimation, how has the team handled it?
Well, I think they've handled it real well. I give credit to the logistics end of things, to Hamza, their new logistics guy, done a great job with that, and also the equipment guys, the video guys. They made it as much like home as they could all week long, and the coaches I know were real impressed and didn't think that they would have it that good.
Now, it was a productive week on the practice field in one sense, but in another, the Jaguars are a banged-up team. What we don't know is whether Maurice Jones-Drew will be able to help this offense, the 32nd-ranked offense in the National Football League against the number one-ranked defense in Seattle.
Not a real good matchup. You know, we don't know if Maurice is going to play now. I think it's going to be a game-time decision. He did work in practice yesterday. There's questions, though, for the Seattle Seahawks as well. Russell Okung is out. I think that's going to hurt their offense. And for their defense, we know they're good. But they just got better because they're getting Clemens back, their defensive end who led them in sacks last year, and also getting the all-pro Pro Bowl cornerback Brandon Browner. You know, what's amazing to me, Brian, is that you look at all four of those guys in the secondary. Not one guy is past fourth year and years of experience, but as a group, they have 38 career interceptions. So what was good is now going to get even better tomorrow.
All right. You know, when you look at this on paper, when you talk to people around the National Football League, they think this is a complete mismatch, and the Jaguars have absolutely no prayer of coming in here and upsetting a Seattle team that's 2-0 and has won 9 consecutive at CenturyLink Field. So, you know, what do you think? What's it going to take for the Jaguars to be able to have a successful day?
I think the real key is getting takeaways as a defense, and I think Maurice Jones-Drew, even though he's banged up, he's got to have a big day. If they can get those two things to happen, I think they got a chance. Now, one little tidbit about Maurice. In 5 of his 7 years, his first 100-yard rushing game came in week 3. So I'm not saying it's going to happen, but the chances are there for him.
All right, well, let's wrap this up with a bigger picture thought. You know, the story in the Seattle paper and in Jacksonville is about Gus Bradley and how he's putting together a similar program that Pete Carroll brought here 4 years ago. And I think when you look at the Seahawks, talent being talent, but when you look at the Seahawks, I think what you look for is what the Jaguars could be if Gus and Dave Caldwell are successful.
Well, you hope so, because what's amazing to me is the Seahawks now in year 4 with Schneider and also Pete Carroll. It's still a very young roster, 5th youngest roster in the league, the Jaguars being the 3rd youngest. And if you can continue to build a football team that's met the last, like the Seahawks have done, then you're doing really good, because the Seahawks have done it right. Other teams in the National Football League acquired 11 players off of the waiver wire system from the Seahawks roster, and I think that speaks how you will want to end up being as a football team.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of On the Road with the Jaguars. Don't forget, tomorrow we debut our live post-game show from CenturyLink Field after the Jaguars-Seahawks game.